given only one collector to do is just to bow always and praise God. That the heart that the Lord planted in the heart of the elected sinner. It's not all the people manages how to worship, praise the Lord. It is only the remnant, only the elected sinners are taught by God how to praise and worship Him. And the Spirit of God is there to teach us to bow always before the Lord. Think about the ratio that man with demons that throw into the swine in the river, in the lake. We understand that he was not tied by any authority or any chains. No weapon was there to tie him so that he should be bound. And he was just breaking off, tearing down all the things that seems to be powerful to bound
him.
And after breaking it, he was just living at the yard, the graveyard, with the dead people there. But when he one day met with Christ Jesus, Christ loosed all the bounds, grips, everything, and take off and set him free. Then God tied him with another tie now. The tie that makes him now to sit down. The ties that helped him to have clothed himself. The ties that helped him to have a light mind. And whatever comes next, he was able to understand, to tolerate, to accept, because he has received the tithes from God. He was to be tied by the tithes of God. But all the tithes that people tied him, he
breaked
off. We understand as people, we can never manage to be tied by authorities, by somebody on earth.
If a sitting heart of Mangi do initially chose, for Mandima give the offer also get a man.
It is only God in heaven when he set us free, he ties us with the spiritual ties so that we are sitting down and hear from the Lord. It was that ties of God that helped this man to have the light mind, to sit down and to clothe himself.
Because
When I was in the Pentecostalism, many people came with an advice, whatever, but I was not accepting them. Because I was thinking that I've got a good hope, I've got a good gospel, I am on the right way. I was even feeling sorry to see somebody coming with a review of what I was doing in Pentecostal. And when each priest called to give Christ now, is when my eyes were opened. And I started seeing different from how I was seeing past. And from that day forward, I always feel okay to sit down and hear from the Lord. This gospel that we are preaching, if you can preach a Pentecostal believer, he can break up whatever you are speaking to them. Because all these believers have much power on what they are believing to be like true gospel. But when their eyes have been opened, is when they will see themselves to be weak vessels. They will understand that they are on the way on the wrong track. May God help us see ourselves before Him. Because in us there is nothing good at all. In us there is nothing acceptable before God. In us there is nothing that God can point to be a sense of goodness. Only one thing that is in us is but sinfulness. But when God opened our ears and eyes, our hearts started believing differently. God teach our hearts to believe the truth. Don't forget that our heart is harder like stones. But today we have a break and come to the Numbers chapter 21, verse 4.
Verse number 4.
Here there is only two verses that speak very mysterious, reveal the God in the scriptures. Six fewer verses. Under the title, The Bronze Serpent. The serpent that has been made by men. This is the meaning of Christ's coming. with the picture of Christ on the tree. Made serpent put on the tree. Picturized in Christ dead on the tree. God was speaking the gospel in the book of Numbers. Here, verse 4 of Numbers chapter 21. Whereby they said, then they jumped it from Mount Or by the way of the Red Sea, go around the land of Edom, and the snow of the front of the people became very discouraged on the way.
Verse number 4. Ndipo akaenda ulendo kuchokera kupirira Hori, natsera njira ya nyanja ya Ofira, kupasa kutsiko la Edomu, ndi mtima wa anthu unada chifukwa cha njirayo.
Verse 5. And the people spoke against God and against Moses, why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food and no water, and our soul locus is worthless blood.
Verse 5. Jipo anthu akanena Mose, ndipo tikwenza anji kutichotsa kwa Igupto. Tibere mchikuru pakuti mkate ndi madzi palibe, ndi mtima wathu walemawo mkate wa chabeu.
So the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they killed the people, and many of the people of Israel died.
Verse 6. Pamenepo Yehova adatumiza njoka za moto pakati pa anthu, ndipo sinaruma anthu nafapo anthu ambiri a Israeli.
Fourth verse, that is verse number 7. Therefore the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned, for we have spoken against thee, Lord, and against you. Pray to the Lord that he take away the serpents from us. So Moses prayed for the people.
Verse 7. Ndipo anthu anadza kwa Mose nati, tachimwa popeza tinanena motsutsana ndi Yehova ndi inu. Pempherani kwa Yehova kuti atichotsere njokasi. Ndipo Mose anawapempherera anthu.
Verse number 8. Then the Lord said to Moses, make a fiery serpent and set it on the pole, and it shall be that everyone who is hearing, when he looks at it, shall be.
Verse 8. Pamene Yehova anati kwa Mose, upange njoka ya moto, ndikuyike pamtengo wache, ndipo kutsari kuti onse akuluma akuipenya njokayo adzakhala ndi moyo.
Last verse number 9. So Moses made a bronze serpent and put it on a pole. And so it was, if a serpent had bitten anyone, when he looked at the bronze serpent, he lived.
Verse 9. Ndipo Mose adapanga njoka yamkuwa naiyika pamtengo, ndipo kunali njoka ikamuma munthu aliyense nakapenyetsetsa iye pa njoka yamkuwa nakhala chimoyo.
Long serpent, the picture of Jesus Christ.
Njoka yamkuwa ndi chithunzithunzi cha mbuye wathu Yesu Kristu.
In other way, long, this is the Christ in the Old Testament.
Manenedwe ena uyu ndi Kristu woonekera mchipangano chakale.
This is Christ, very solidly, without sin by the naked eyes to see him. When the Christ watundu osa oneka limaso au mtu ababa upisika kumbi.
Uyu ni Kristo amene wabisika kuti mungu sangamuone ndi maso ake.
He is totally Christ, but very deep hidden that makes it to be very difficult for one to recognize him.
Uyu ni Yesu obisika amene mungu sanga chakumuona munga mabukuna kwake kwa mungu.
Aye. God helped these people to be where the journey with the bread that they were eating, so that fear serpents to come and beat the people, and the blood serpents should start.
Unuendo wana Israel, umene akaenda uchukena kwa ikukuno, chakudi achita watela, mati akuma uta watela. Ata hapa kula mkula zambili, kwa kupangi banchoka ya moto, ikine hapa kwa aluma sopa.
Don't forget that Israel is the beloved, the elected of God.
Osa iwala, kuti a Israel, ndi mtundu, osa nchipa ndi murungu kwa mahoko neredwa.
And don't forget the Bible says that God is not a man that you love.
Ndipo osa iwala, kuti murungu, si mtundu, kuti anganame.
Whatever God spoke will come to its an accomplishment.
Ndipo murungu, chiti chwanse chimene wachina ukula hama chukwa divisa.
He will never lie.
Iyayo atanama.
He is the truth God.
Iyayo ndi murungu wachonadi.
Whatever he spoke,
ndipo chiti chwanse chimene wachina
ukula will come to its accomplishment.
Ndipo iso nge chita kwa nivisigwa.
So he spoke, that is God himself.
Apapa ukula ukula yeka murungu mwini.
That Abraham is a blessing.
Kuti Abraham ziwe mdaliso.
Even his offspring will be blessed.
Ndipo ifi ni mtundu wako onse mifuko lako azikala odalisika.
Ifi ni many families will be blessed.
Mabanja onse azikala mwaiwe.
So this is God blessing in Abraham.
Ndipo ndi Mulungu amene akumudalisa Abraham.
He's putting the blessing in Abraham.
Akuita mdaliso mu Abraham.
So that the firstborn should be blessed.
Ndipo mbato wacha mkwashina mbala follow utakala odalisika.
So God has promised blessing in Abraham.
Abraham.
So the son of Abraham bear Israelites.
Abraham Israelites.
So Israelites is the elected group that God elected in Abraham.
That
is the blessed group of people. And it came to the point whereby this was blessed in Egypt. And God made it clear to let them out. Israel, God elected Abraham.
Mulungu anasanga Abraham.
And he blessed Abraham.
Ndipo anamudalisa Abraham.
In Abraham, he put forth his blessing.
Ndipo chokera pa Abraham, anaita madaliso amtsogolozi.
There was a blessing of the remnant.
Ndipo anaita madaliso afukolozi.
And there was a blessing for the descendants of Abraham.
Ndipo anaita madaliso ngakhale mwa ana ake Abraham.
And when Isaac was born, he was born in me, carrying the blessing from his dear father
Abraham.
So Isaac bear the pride that for the tribes of Israel.
Isaac,